This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we do have a lot to talk about. Apparently, ibuprofen that we've been using for a long time could be linked to infertility. Actually, men losing testicle size. Who knew? We got the latest on the flu season where they are saying this is possibly going to be the worst flu season. We have a melanoma treatment. I don't want to say a melanoma treatment, but we have a medication out there that's a very common medication that may actually help our survival when it comes to melanoma. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how coconut oil may be the next new superfood. As they say, it reduces heart disease. And scientists have been able to make muscles from scratch. So for those of us that have trouble making muscles, it's kind of nice thing that we could do, possibly in a lab. I love lab-created body parts. I would have no problem wearing a lab-created body part because you guys have seen my body. And please, if you can make it look semi-decent, even in a lab, it still looks better than what I have. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to thank you guys for the wishes. It's not my birthday today. No. I'm still 25. It's not my birthday. But what it is my ninth birthday or ninth anniversary in radio. Happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me! Even though it's not my birthday, it's my radio birthday. So basically, January 9th, 2009, this was after Obama came into office, and everybody was kind of depressed, going, what the heck is going to happen now with healthcare, and what's this healthcare, you know, overhaul he wants to do, and, you know, and everyone's like, nah, don't worry, it'll be fine. You know, he's going to save us, and the economy's going to be good. Well, right as that was all happening, I went on air, and KLAV, a small radio station, but a very good one, great signal, allowed me to do a show once a week, answering medical questions. I was so scared. My very first broadcast, I typed everything out. I was like, okay, I got to be prepared. I can't just sit and ab lib. I mean, I don't even wear a bra. I mean, I'm so unprepared for the show. But, oh, don't tell my boss that. No, tell my boss that I've done hours and hours and hours of preparation. I really do. I do prepare a lot. But anyway, but I don't have a script. So my first day, I had a script, and I read off of it, and it was funny. And then we had a couple calls, not a lot. And I answered the medical, and I was so scared when somebody would call. Oh, my gosh, if somebody called me with a medical question, I would freak out because I'm like, okay, now wait a second. Yes, I went to four years of college. I went to 4 years of medical school. I had a 3-year residency. I did a couple years in an ER. I've been in practice at that point for at least 9 years. I'm like, oh, my gosh, do I know enough? And for the most part, I was able to, you know, BS my way through the questions. Okay, no, I can answer. And I remember being so scared, and I called my friend's father, because, you know, my dad was no longer with us, and I just wanted to hear a daddy's voice, you know, and he said, don't worry, you'll do good, you know, you got this sort of thing, and I'm like, you know, yeah, and he was wrong, I didn't do good, but it's okay, and by the second show, I had my feet up on the table, I was already almost, you know, cursing on air, which is not something you're supposed to do, but it showed I was comfortable. And here I am 9 years later, right? At the behest of GCN Network. Thank God for Genesis Communication Network and Ted Anderson and everybody there and Scott and Manny and Jason and all the guys helping produce my show and Adam Miller. And I have to thank everybody so I don't get fired. But I mean, at Lee, thank God a network, right, still has me 9 years later, right, with the crappy shows I've done and the crappy ratings, still has me on the air. Now, it could be because they forgot. You know, there are a couple radio stations out there where they're like, she's still playing? Why do we still have her? Okay, and again, let sleeping dogs lie. We're going to lay low. But for the most part, Genesis knows I come in, you know, and I do my thing. And, you know, they don't vomit. And I'm like, I'm, you know, really, really impressed. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, what's the big deal? 9 years in radio. You don't understand. Okay, in radio, the average person kills themselves by year five. So for me being 9 years, you know, it's really is a shock. Okay, and then, you know, God willing, I make it to 10 years, people are going to be like, what's wrong with you? Are you on antidepressants? And no, I'm not on antidepressants. You know, I really love radio. I really love talking to you guys. And, or maybe actually I'm not on the air. You guys are all pretending. And I'm just in a room, and everybody's been pretending I've been on air this whole time. And I'm actually in a, you know, mental institution, locked up, and, you know, being humored. You know, me thinking that me being in a room for hours on hours each day is actually doing something for the outside world. But meanwhile, I am locked up in a room that's all padded, you know, so if I have to bounce off the walls, I don't get hurt. You hear the padding? Yeah, see, maybe I'm not on air. Maybe you guys just have me here like that. What was that movie? Staten Island? What was that? Not Staten Island. Oh, Sutter Island? I don't know. You know that movie of Leonardo DiCaprio where they're like, oh, yeah, no, you're a cop. And actually he was, you know, getting a lobotomy. Yeah. So you guys could be doing, you know what, fine. I'm still happy. That means I've been doing this for 9 years. So I'm celebrating some anniversary today. And, you know, longevity in any sort of show business is difficult. You know, did I have to sleep with anybody? No. I did not have to sleep with anybody. In fact, I'm one of the very few people who was asked to not offer sex. You know, you guys have seen me as, you know, please. Right? So, it's rare. It's really, really rare, especially for women. And I did it because of you guys. So thank you. Thank you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. If you guys didn't listen or didn't wait to shut the show off, like a lot of you guys are just waiting there with the button because, oh, man, maybe Rush Limbaugh's on. No, thank you very much for listening because the fact that you listen, it still keeps me on the air, and I'm still able to give you all this amazing advice that I give you and all these amazing stories. Speaking of which, I think somebody allergic to Viagra was walking around naked at an airport. All right, well, that's the news I'm telling you today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So an American tourist has been arrested by local police authorities, after going on a naked rampage at Phuket. I'm doing long U, because if I do a short U, that could sound inappropriate. Phuket International Airport in Thailand. If anybody does know the proper pronunciation, ever let me know. Steve Chow, a 27-year-old resident of New York, strolled around the airport's departure hall without any clothes. He was screaming unintelligibly, and he was throwing his feces at horrified onlookers. Okay? Doing America proud. Cho was eventually restrained by six security officers. Took six security officers. But before that, he had already destroyed goods in several airport shops. Authorities canceled his flight to Incheon, and he was taken to Sanko Police Station for further investigation. Then he was later forwarded to a nearby hospital for routine medical checks and psychiatric assessment. Now, Phuket International Airport Security Department reveals that he was high, and he had overdosed on drugs. But get this. One of the drugs he overdosed on was Viagra, which caused him to lose consciousness. Now, I have never heard of Viagra causing somebody to run around naked and throw their poop all over the place. But I guess they said, their medical experts say that's what happened. The airport security says that Mr. Cho has accepted responsibility to pay for damages he caused, while stressing that its personnel followed strict protocol in making the arrest, that no harm was made to the tourist. Officers brought him to the walkway on the north side of the terminal to avoid other passengers and managed to calm him down at the tourist center on the first floor. So, Viagra, can Viagra make you completely, I guess, disassociated, delusional? Now, there are side effects. The most common side effect of Viagra is the priapism, or an erection that lasts for more than 4 hours. Eventually, the blood is supposed to leave the organ and go back to the body, and sometimes it doesn't. As a result of Viagra, and if that's the case, you have to come into the ER. We have to stick a needle in it to suck out the blood that is engorging the genitalia. Sometimes it could, Viagra could cause vision issues. There has even been a study looking at the reduction of hearing. You can also get headaches, hot flashes, stomach pain, blurred vision, stuffy or runny nose, dizziness, muscle or back pain, rashes, and nausea, according to Tech Times. But if you do have unstable blood pressure or heart problems, they say if you have sickle cell anemia, eye disease, liver, kidney problems, or a deformity to your penis shape, you could, like Peyronie's, you can have more serious side effects. But I have never, ever heard of somebody overdosing, becoming naked, and throwing feces. But apparently that does happen. I guess six security officers were necessary so that they didn't have to hog tie him down. Plus, he was probably a little stinky. You know, I mean, you know, with feces in his hand. Yeah, can I just comment on how bad poo smells? I was in my kid's room, and I was trying to feed this new cat. One of my bosses, his cat, I guess he needed me to adopt his cat because his wife's allergic. So I have his new cat, and his new cat's named Spider. And Spider, you know, doesn't eat with the other cats because she doesn't know the other cats, and, you know, she's kind of a prima donna. So when I try to feed Miss Spider, Uzi, our little Bichon dog, okay, is all up in her business trying to eat her eats. And then Spider gets mad and she yells and, you know, so what I did is I locked Uzi, didn't lock, but I put Uzi in the kids' room just for 5 minutes. Just for 5 minutes, because Spider will just eat and nibble a little bit of eats, then she goes, okay? So Uzi just had to be for 5 minutes in the room. Well, what does Uzi do? She takes a dump. So she poos right kind of next to the door. So my son is yelling, you know, because he wants to, you know, get it cleaned up, but he doesn't want to clean up. He wants me to because I put Uzi in the room, and now Uzi did a poo-poo. And it, by the way, it was like a clean break type of poo-poo. It was a poo-poo where there was enough gel around it such that I could kind of scoop it up and enough to really scrub out the carpet. I could just kind of wash off the carpet a little bit. So it was an easy poop. So I go in. So now, okay, Spider's done with the food, her eats. I go in, get Ooze, tell Ooze you could come out. I was like, what? You did poo-poo house? What? So as I'm yelling, I'm picking up the poo-poo. Now, the only thing is Uzi walks around a little bit when she does her poo-poo. So there was another piece that must have gotten on my shoe. Now, I didn't realize it because it was fresh. It was soft. So then I go downstairs and I do some work and I smell poop. And I mean, it reeks. It is like so bad. And I'm like, okay, well, somebody must have taken a dump now near my little desk area downstairs. And I look and I can't find it. I'm looking around. And then finally I go, wait a second. The last time I saw poop was clean up Uzi's poop. And it was just, we're talking like a dime-sized piece of poop on my shoe. It stunk. It was so smelly. Imagine going to work with poo-poo on you. By the way, if any of your coworkers stink, it may not be them. It may be that they have poo-poo on the shoe. And by the way, if you ever stink or toot or whatever, and you're like, oh my gosh, everybody smelled it, blame that you had stepped in dog poo and you had just cleaned it off your shoe. It really, really works. Okay? So, I guess, in conclusion, poop stinks. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow has a coffee enema, sort of. You know, she always has, like, the vaginal steaming and the, you know, she always has all this weird stuff going on. So she's kind of the go-to source for a lot of outrageous and controversial products, okay? And she has a website called Goop. And this one product is a coffee enema. And I think it is a $135 implantable Rama at-home coffee enema for those who know what they're doing. And coffee enemas are a cleanse where you insert liquid through the rectum into the colon. And coffee enemas supposedly have unique health benefits, even though we don't have a lot of research to back this claim. And according to Implant-O-Rama website, coffee enemas can mean relief from depression, confusion, gentle nervous tension, many allergy-related symptoms. How? Really, coffee up in your butt is going to help you with allergies? And most importantly, detox the body. No, because it's not going up that far. I disagree. But there have been complications. Rectal burn from too hot of water. Proctocolitis. Inflammation of the rectum and colon. And even death. Some people have died. So according to the American Journal of Gastroenterology and myself, there's no real proven benefit, carries risk, and unwanted complications. But Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's, I guess, site, has promoted products such as these. You know, she encouraged vaginal steaming to clean the uterus, also to insert a jade egg into the vagina to improve reproductive health. Again, the medical field says no, no, no. But here's the thing. You guys get frustrated with me, and you get frustrated with a lot of your medical providers, that we won't let you do coffee enemas, and we won't let you do vaginal steaming. It's not that we don't let you. Do whatever the heck you want. Okay? I mean, do whatever you need. If you want to stick something in an orifice, that's your business. Okay? I don't mind. That's your business. But don't do it for health benefits. Once you guys try to say that what you're doing is doctor recommended, now I look bad. And then I have to go, well, what's going on over here? What do we recommend? What? Oh, well, I vaginal steam. You do what? I sit on a seat with a hole in it naked, and I put a pot boiling water underneath, and which doctor recommended? Oh, doctors recommended. When people say doctors recommend, I see this in commercials all the time, that means me. And as a doctor, whenever I hear, oh, doctors recommend an aspirin a day, or doctors recommend calcium or vitamin D, okay, I double check, go, okay, are there any new recommendations? Because if doctors recommend, I want to recommend what all the other doctors are recommending. I'm a doctor, that's what I do. The problem is when they say doctors are recommending sticking coffee up your butt or sticking a jade egg in the lily, that's, I have to say, no, 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 doctors, don't recommend that. No, no, not kosher. All right? So what I'd rather you guys do is say, look, Hollywood stars that star in Iron Man recommend vaginal steaming. But don't be saying doctors recommend, because now you are perpetuating false information. And patients will come in and say, well, yeah, I did this and I did this because doctors recommend. I'm like, which doctor? It was your friend that read something that Gwyneth Paltrow did. Get it right. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a lot of us take ibuprofen. Now, we take ibuprofen for a variety of things. When we sprain our knee, when we have a headache, when we have back pain, when we have joint issues. And so we are, you know, our kind of go-to over-the-counter medication, which is amazing, by the way, for fever, for inflammation, for pain, is ibuprofen. And now, with the opioid crisis and doctors being, you know, restricted on, you know, the process on how they write medications, on how much, etc., there's going to be a lot of recommendations to go back to the ibuprofen, the NSAIDs, even though they're not without the risks, which we'll talk about. Well, one such risk, in a study that was published yesterday in the Journal Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences, is that ibuprofen can have a negative effect on the testicles of younger men. And apparently it could cause hypogonadism, causing testicular shrinkage, lack of sperm production, loss of libido, even later loss of muscle mass. All because of ibuprofen. Now, Advil and Motrin are two brand names for ibuprofen. Alright? Ibuprofen medication is the generic name. Advil and Motrin are brand names. And ibuprofen is probably one of the most commonly used over-the-counter medications to date. And this one study came out of Denmark, and I believe, let me get you a little bit more information on this. I apologize, guys. I want to, some of these studies are just a little too, they're just a little too wordy for me. Okay, let me go to this one here. Alright, so the study out of University of Copenhagen found that if you took 600 milligrams of ibuprofen just twice a day, and you did this for 6 weeks, they would see this, quote, compensated hypogonadism, where you have a depletion of your sex hormones. Now, if you stop the ibuprofen, you would hopefully have your testosterone levels return back. Now, for those of you wanting more of the science, here it goes. This is what you're not going to like. According to the study, they took 31 males between the ages of 18 and 35, and they found luteinizing hormone and ibuprofen plasma levels positively correlated. And then the testosterone / luteinizing hormone ratio decreased. If a ratio decreases, that means you either have less testosterone or you have more luteinizing hormone. Now, some of you guys really want to know the science. You're like, okay, wait a second here. Break this down, Dahlia. Why would an over-the-counter the medication mess with my testicles? I don't get that. Why and how? So, your luteinizing hormone, women have this too, but let's just talk about men right now. With the luteinizing hormone, it comes from the pituitary in the brain. And the brain sends it out to signal the testicles to do what they need to, i.e. make more testosterone and secrete it. When the LH is high, it'll start, the higher it is, then the more it wants to yell at the testicles. However, the testosterone, if it's not being produced, you'll get more of a luteinizing hormone signal. Now, when they looked at adult testicles, and they took some pieces in a lab, et cetera, I don't know who had to donate a piece of testicle, but they did anyway. All right. When they found not exposed to ibuprofen, the Leydig and the Sertoli cells that do help us with our testosterone and sperm production or whatever, did not have an issue. But when they did, when they were exposed to the ibuprofen, there was less release or less stimulation of that. So basically, the reason why this science is a kind of a pain in the butt, and the reason why I don't like to read from the actual scientific articles, is the breakdown is if the luteinizing hormone comes from the brain, it's supposed to secrete testosterone, we're not seeing the testosterone produced, but the luteinizing hormone levels were there, and they were high, but your ratio of your testosterone to luteinizing hormone was low, remember your math, that means the testosterone isn't being produced. Not to the effect that it should be with that high luteinizing hormone signal. And so when we in endocrinology look at these hormones, we look at ratios. Ratios are very, very important because it tells us that if one part of the body is working correctly and you're lacking the substance, that means the other part isn't working correctly. Now, what if the luteinizing hormone was low? Well, then that would be a whole other issue. That would mean that a medication is affecting the brain because that's where the luteinizing hormone comes from. But apparently that function is fine. So that's how they deduced in this very small study of 31 athletes that ibuprofen is affecting the testicles. So this dose, some of you say, well, gosh, that's a lot of dose, 600 milligrams twice a day. Is it? Okay, so many of you guys, when you take Advil Advil's naproxen, but when you take the medication over the counter, the little 200 milligrams tablets, and they'll say you can take 2 to 4. So maybe not over the counter, but your doctor will. The average athlete, when they're in a lot of pain, they take 600 to 800, and they take it every 8 hours. So if we're talking twice a day, that's not the max dose. 800 milligrams 4 times a day could be super max, but 600 milligrams twice a day is not overly, you know, maxing out. Now, many people will take nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories for about 2 weeks. Taking it for 6 weeks is a little too much But you'll see a lot of athletes, especially football. All right, they'll take it 2 weeks. But they said they found already the testosterone loss even with the two-week stint of it. So, what does that mean for you, me, whatever? Well, I'm not a man. I don't have testicles, so I'm good. But what it reminds us is just because something is over-the-counter doesn't mean that it's 100% safe. It also means that we don't know jack diddly squat about a lot of our medications. You know, we think we know, all right, well, ibuprofen and naproxen and anti-inflammatories, by the way, they're called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because they decrease inflammation, but they aren't considered a steroid medication, like cortisone, Kenalog, Solumedrol, okay? They are steroids, so they're called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They're hugely popular. Decreasing the immune system and the inflammatory system, though, comes at a cost. These medications are very caustic to the stomach. Some of you guys having stomach pain or noticing some blood in the stool, you know, how often are you taking some ibuprofen? Okay, it also could affect the heart. We've seen people go into heart failure from these medications, kidney failure, liver issues. So it makes sense that there's going to be some issue when it comes to the testicles or hormones. Now, the other thing, too, is, you know, the average ibuprofen is a big, chalky-looking pill. Maybe not as chalky as a calcium supplement, but it's chalky. And so, you know, another thing you wonder is, are we taking these medications? And, you know, is it so much the ibuprofen or is it just the fact that it's a pill? It's a big white pill, or some pills are, you know, brown looking or whatever, and maybe there's something in that substrate. So, you know, what should you do if you hurt yourself, okay? Now getting narcotics, and we're going to be talking about this, is becoming a lot more difficult, okay? You know, opioids, the war on the opioid epidemic is occurring, but it's kind of occurring at a pace where nobody's really thinking before they make law. And so a lot of people are going to be up a creek when it comes to pain. We have a lot of people right now suffering from the flu. We have people that are achy from the cold. It's rainy. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is rainy. There is a lot of rain. It is wet outside. And I hurt. My back hurts. My joints hurt. My knee hurt. My butt hurts. Boobs. Everything hurts in the rain. I love the rain, but I hurt. So if I want to move, and I don't want more arthritis to set in, I may take an anti-inflammatory. In fact, we even tell people to take anti-inflammatories to slow down the arthritis buildup because inflammation causes arthritis buildup. But honestly, the best thing you should do whenever you hurt, okay, as if it's arthritis pain, is to move the joint. Try to walk. Don't overhurt it. I mean, listen, you know, you break a leg. No, don't move your leg. But if, you know, you're feeling achy because of the rain or the cold or the snow or the cold weather, you need to move. You get up and move, that starts to lubricate the joints. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You'll write, Doctor, I thought at first you were full of blank, I can't say, but you're 100% right. I went to an urgent care for back pain and asked him to refill my Percocet, and he said no. They don't do that anymore, and he'd only give me Motrin. I asked him who would write the prescription for me, and he said no one around here that he knows. He made me feel like blank, and as if I was a druggie. But I use Percocet to effectively manage my pain, he writes, from herniated discs. Now where do I go? I spent $100 yesterday and they won't give it back. So, this is going to be a, and I'm sorry this happened to you, Yul, this is going to be a, unfortunately, a very common scenario that we're going to see. I'm surprised that they were that abrupt, but here's the thing. This was an urgent care. Urgent cares may be a little different than, you know, medical offices. My first question to you is, who's your regular medical doctor? Do you have a medical doctor? Do you have a primary care physician? Walking into an urgent care for Percocet is going to be difficult. Okay? It will be. Now, most urgent cares and ERs are already getting the paperwork ready. I mean, where I live in Nevada, we have this new law, Assembly Bill 474, where there's about 20 minutes of work extra per patient that we have, per student. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got so much stuff to do for my students. Extra 20 minutes per patient. Many urgent cares and ERs are going to try to have a lot of that done by staff before you get to the medical provider. And then the medical provider has to do their part, going over the risks, renew for addiction, that kind of thing. And, you know, even though we were already doing this, you know, we already screened you for addiction, you know, we don't want to give anybody any medication that they're going to overdose on. That happens throughout the country. But with Yul, I'd really like to know where he is writing from. Is this Nevada? Or is this California? Or is this New Mexico? Or is this Texas or Florida, New York? I'd like to know where you're from, if you don't mind. I'll write you back. Because, you know, this is a big concern that we have in my state. Okay? You know, I don't write those anymore. And even if there isn't a state law yet, okay, right now, medical boards and investigators are trying to find people on their radar. So even if your particular assembly or state legislature hasn't put something together like they did in Nevada, which is really restrictive and ticking a lot of doctors off, you still have people out for you as a medical provider. And so the average medical provider is seeing the writing on the wall and says, you want to know what? I don't want to be red flagged. Now, I was asked, one of the medical providers wants to know what would red flag them. And, you know, again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a, you know, expert when it comes to this. But my guess is, you know, when we look at your prescribing pattern, you know, if you look like you write 360 pills at a time and you do that multiple times for a patient throughout a month, that would probably be a red flag. But lexicology.com talks about pill mills and red flags and strategies to avoid them in terms of how you could avoid a doctor's office that ends up being a pill mill. So they say several of the red flags the government most often relies upon in these cases are the doctor prescribes a large volume of opioids. Okay, so that means they would see on the PMP, the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, a lot of those prescriptions. The doctor has an extremely high patient volume, which regularly results in long lines of patients waiting outside the practice to see the doctor in an overcrowded parking lot. Now, mind you, we're in flu season right now. Okay, a lot of people just came back from vacation. I mean, I am expecting lines in a lot of offices, but you really don't rarely see lines outside the doctor's office. People come in, they sit down in the waiting room, they get seen. You know, they usually a waiting room, when we designed our waiting room for my medical office years ago, we designed it such that we had plenty of chairs for family members, but with the number calculated of how often we schedule and how we would get people into the room. So I had four treatment rooms. I made sure to have at least 20 to 25 chairs. So that would have four people in the room, the family members could come with them, then you got the next 15-minute person, and the 15-minute person after that in case somebody comes out early, and so you design it that way so that we never have anybody standing. If people are standing outside, that means they are probably seeking a higher volume or they just don't have enough space. Either way, that's concerning because you want your sick patients to sit. The doctor either fails to conduct patient medical exams or conducts only cursory ones during initial and follow-up visits. If you aren't getting a full physical, if you aren't being evaluated properly, then that's not a very good doctor. So a pill mill would be like, all right, fine. You want the narcotic, you get it. Whereas if somebody's doing an initial visit, that means they're screening you, they're surveying you, and there's a chance that you may not get a certain medication based on their findings. So that would be obviously a red flag. Patient visits with the doctor are brief, typically lasting 5 minutes or less, or patients don't even see the doctor. They receive prescriptions from non-medical staff members, or, get this, the prescription pads are pre-signed. That's not good. Patients are not required to provide medical histories or treatment records at any time during the treatment. It takes time away from the doctor if it's a pill mill. Most of the doctor's patients are prescribed controlled drugs, and the doctor never suggests alternate treatment methods like chiropractic, physical therapy, surgery, osteopathic manipulation, or non-narcotic drugs. Patients travel in long distances to see the doctor, bypassing other pain management practices on the way. And a pain management practice that may own an in-house pharmacy rents space to the nearby pharmacy, resulting in the pharmacy filling the majority of the prescriptions. Okay? That might be violating Stark laws. That could be a red flag. Prescriptions are unsupported by patient records. Okay? Patient has pain, but where's the MRI? Where's the CAT scan? Where's the nerve conduction test? The doctor does not monitor the patients for drug diversion by checking the prescription monitoring program, ordering urine drug screens, okay, or ignoring signs of the diversion. They don't care. We'll just give you the prescription. So when a patient goes, oh, I lost a prescription, or it fell down the toilet, no problem. We'll get you another one. Whereas the average doctor's like, well, if the doctor ignores that you have clear signs of drug seeking or addiction, or fails to refer patients to specialists for drug rehab or psych eval, if they're only a cash-only business that does not accept medical insurance. See, when you're a cash-only business that doesn't accept medical insurance, now you don't have the medical insurance company on your case always asking for records. So they have more privacy with the records. And then they say the doctor engages in suspect prescribing practices, giving a patient a month-long prescription but doing it every 2 weeks. So the patient starts to have more medicine than they need. Prescribing different opioids for the same patient at the same visit. Oh, I'm going to give you oxycodone and hydrocodone. Or the Holy Trinity, like an opioid, a muscle relaxer, and an anti-anxiety medication. And so, you know, if you notice that that's a clinic that you're going to, that's not, you're probably going to a pill mill. Now, the average medical provider will get a detailed history, will take time to examine you. We'll talk to you about don't mix it with alcohol, don't mix it with, you know, anxiety medications, etc. And an average medical provider that's been out for years, he's not going to worry about you leaving because he's asking you these questions. You know, medical students will go, look, the patient's in pain. They may not want to sit there and answer questions. I go, if you don't want to lose your license, you ask those questions. Okay? If the person is that much pain or they're emergent, then, you know, they're in an ER. And even an ER doc will still ask questions. Maybe they'll start the morphine. Maybe they'll start the pain medication. But they'll still get a history. You have to get a history. So, those are kinds of the red flags in some of these places. There's not a lot of them out there, but they're out there. 1-877-GOT-BETTER.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.